Yeah, I just ran a checkup on myself. Some days I just have to check up on myself. I'm so icy, got that GG on my belt. Thank the Lord for my people and my health. Lost a lot, but I came out with no L's. Thank the Lord for my people and my health.
All right, what's good, y'all? This is your girl, Ashley Renee. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of I Just Wanna Talk. This is episode 3, and I'm going to jump straight into it because there's been a lot of stuff that's been happening over the last week, so I'm going to make it really short and sweet, not as pleasant as it normally is. Today's topic is Say Their Name. I'm pretty sure you can get a good idea of why that is today's topic. There has been so much stuff going on in the media just over the last week, and I can just say honestly, I have not been more disgusted, more upset at the stuff that I've been reading, the stuff that I've been seeing, opinions from other people just about certain situations that have been going on. So I'm gonna jump right into it. So let me just say first, I need to talk about George Floyd. So if you missed it, if you go to my YouTube page at the very bottom, my very first video I posted was the pilot. I know it's long. It's about 30 minutes long. But I was mainly, the entire episode was pretty much about George Floyd. There was so much stuff going on, which is why the episode was so long. I had to really kind of go into detail about everything that was happening. But if you kind of want a more in-depth recap of what was happening with the trial, you can go look at that episode. The trial for Derek Chauvin was 2 weeks long. So there was a lot. There was 45 witnesses that took the stand for prosecution. So it was really lengthy. I watched it every single day live on HLN. So I wasn't just like looking at stuff on Facebook or just stuff on the internet. I made sure that I was thoroughly watching so I can have my facts straight. So let me just jump into that first. So George Floyd, I am absolutely pleased at the verdict. I'm very happy that Derek Chauvin was found guilty on all 3 counts. So I was really happy about that because I was really nervous. So for people that didn't watch the trial as it was happening, the testimonies and stuff like that, towards the end of the trial is when it started to really start looking up for prosecution. But when the trial first started, let me just say it was scary. Okay. Listening to the defense, Eric Nelson was the, defense attorney that was representing Derek Chauvin. So if you want to, you know, look him up, Google him and kind of look at some of the stuff that he was saying, a lot of their key points. He was his defense attorney. So yeah, go ahead and look him up if you need to, if you want to kind of get to know him a little bit better. But it was scary, okay? The defense, basically the whole entire thing that they were leading on through this entire trial was drugs. Drugs, drugs, drugs. That's all you heard. That's all they said. Drugs was the reason that he died. Drugs was the reason that he was going to die regardless of the situation. The defense was trying to make it seem like on May 25th of last year, George Floyd was on such heavy drugs that on that day he was going to die regardless. He had heart problems, this, that, and the third. It was so disgusting to literally listen to these people get up here and testify and talk as to why this man is alive, why he's dead and why he's not alive, why it's justified, why it was okay. I'm telling you, every single day, like I was upset. I had to kind of unplug because it was really taking a toll on my mental state because it was rough to watch that. It was just so disrespectful to his family, to just the black community in general. Just, I'm telling you, if you did not watch it, if you don't have cable, you can watch it on the internet or you can subscribe to it, but it's HLN is the name of the network that the trials came on. So it was live every single day, Monday through Friday. So if you want to catch up on it, then I advise you to definitely go see it. There's a lot to see, okay? There is a lot to see. There's a lot to hear. So HLN, if you want to kind of get caught up, please go look at that. So Verdict was a couple days ago, guilty on all three counts, which is great. His sentencing is going to be in a couple weeks. I am not sure when he's going to get sentenced, but I know it'll be a while. So from doing my research, I found out that Derek Chauvin, which is the cop that one of the four officers that was involved in the death of George Floyd, he's actually in solitary confinement right now. So he's not in general population. So I know I was upset about that, too. I was like, you deserve it. So he's not in general population. He is in solitary confinement. So he doesn't have any contact with anybody. They said that he's in solitary confinement for 23 hours of the day. He only gets 1 hour that he can be out and, you know, kind of do whatever it is that they do in jail. But so like I said, I was very, very happy about that. It was a nail biter. It was scary. I was not sure how this was going to go. If you would have asked me this 2 weeks ago, I would have told you that I was pretty confident that the jury was going to come back on not guilty on the second degree and the third degree, and he was only going to get convicted of the unintentional manslaughter, which has carries the lowest maximum and the lowest minimum. So I was like, of course they're going to give that one to him. Why wouldn't they? Cops don't get convicted. So I was like, they'll give him a slap on the wrist. So like I said, I was very, out of all the news today that I'm going to report, this is the best news. Okay. So it's about to get a lot worse. So stay updated on that. CNN, stuff like that, if you want to just keep getting the live updates on what's going on with him. But that case is closed. I'm very, very happy for his family that they finally got justice. I can only imagine being in their shoes and just wondering every single day, like, are they going to convict him? Are we going to get the verdict that we're looking for? I haven't been in that position, but I'm pretty sure as a family member that it was not an easy process. I'm pretty sure every day was scary for them. It was scary for me, and I was just watching. So, like I said, that's about the best news that I can report today, but it gets a lot worse, okay? It gets a lot worse. This next, do you see this baby's name up here? Micaiah Bryant. The day of the verdict, 2 days ago, as soon as we got the verdict that Derek Chauvin was going to be convicted guilty for the death of George Floyd, body cam footage came out. Literally, I am not bullshitting. It was about 25 minutes before the verdict came out. If you have not watched it, I will post a video right here. So if you're just listening to this on Spotify or Apple Music, just kind of try to go along. But I will play. Okay, let me just say this first before I even play anything. Teenage girl, African-American, Micaiah Bryant. Micaiah Bryant was in foster care. She was living in a foster home with other people, I would imagine. To my understanding, I thoroughly did my research because I didn't want to just start running my mouth. I had to go and look and see exactly what happened and what was going on. She had an altercation with a couple of adults that were in the house, so it wasn't with other children, it was with a couple of adults. She had an altercation with them. Now it gets better. Hold on just a second. Okay, so to my understanding, the altercation started off with as just an argument that very quickly escalated. So apparently, Micaiah was the one that actually called the police for help. So she had said that there were some girls there that were trying to jump her, and that one of them, to her knowledge, she said that one of them had a weapon and that she was scared. So the dispatch, as they do, advised her to, you know, stay in the house and stuff like that. But she's a child. Okay, I just want to say that first. She's a child. So before we go any further, because I was so pissed off at the comments and stuff that I was reading about this girl. And I'm telling you, it had me so mad. She is a baby, okay? She's a child, for one. I cannot tell you at that age, you cannot expect for somebody to make the best decisions when you are that young. She didn't listen to dispatch, so she went ahead and they proceeded with the altercation. It was a fight. Bottom line, it was a fight. By the time the police got to the scene, it was already chaotic. They was already fighting. It was too much going on. You can see her run from the side, like up into the front of the house, almost to the side of the car, and she had a knife. She had the knife right about here. And then from what you can see, the body cam footage is very quick. The altercation was really, really fast. So she has the knife in her hand, like in her right hand, I guess, and she kind of had her hand cocked back in mid-swing as she was literally right about to, you know, swing her arm with the knife in her hand. And the cop shot her 4 times in the back, ultimately killing her. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. So, I mean, y'all can hear exactly what they said when they released it. It was, like I said, it was really, really quick. So here's the footage.
Earlier today, we had a police-involved shooting. Normally, we don't provide information this soon, but we understand the public's need, desire, and expectation to have transparency upon what happened. We've worked very hard tonight to provide you a short video of the officer, the first officer that arrived at scene, and this is the officer that did ultimately fire his weapon. The information was that a caller said females were there trying to stab them and put their hands on them.
All right, I'm gonna stop it right there. So if you are just listening to this on Spotify or Apple Music, then you probably can't see. But if you are watching this on YouTube, I'm going to go ahead and put the clip down here so that way you can kind of see the altercation as it's happening. So from what you can hear, because you can hear it, even if you can't see it, when he arrived on the scene, like I said, it was quick. They had just hopped out the car. You heard him say, you know, get down, get down, get down. And then he let off his shots. 1, 2, 3, 4. She hit the ground. She kind of was kicking her feet a little bit, like rolling around. You can tell she was in agony. She had been shot multiple times, and then she ultimately died. You can see the other two officers there. One of them has started doing chest compressions on her, trying to obviously help resuscitate her because she was in a really bad state once that happened. But let me just say this. Okay, I know how it looks, I know the circumstances, and it might seem like, okay, what would you expect him to do? That was the most frequent comment that I've seen. What would you expect him to do? If you were a cop, what would you have done? I'm gonna say this because I had a full out, first of all, there's no guest today. I was supposed to have a guest caller called today for this segment. She kind of backed out at the last minute, and you can take a guess why. She made some very in my opinion, to her, no, in my opinion, very ignorant comments about the situation. She is a cop. She's mixed, so she's not fully black, she's not fully white, but she is an officer. And I was on Facebook right after the altercation happened, and her comment was her post was the first one that I seen. She was supposed to come on the show today. Me and her messaged each other back and forth. She was okay with it, but just like with most people, I think it is so much easier to type out some shit and just say whatever it is that you're gonna say. It is so much harder to say those words out of your mouth. And I think when she read her status over and over, it sounded real crazy coming out of her mouth. It was so cruel, so inhumane, so insensitive. So I had to talk about this topic. I do not care about the situation. I don't care how she looked on the body cam footage. I see too many people not like her. You can take a guess at what color they are, that have came into a situation more violent than her, armed heavier than her, and have put way more people in danger. Leave the situation unharmed and alive. Why is it that every single time I see an altercation like this, that is with a young black person or an older black person, doesn't matter, a person of some type of color, why does it always end fatal? Why is it always that when there's a situation with an African American or any type of person of color, why is it that they can never leave that situation with their life? Why? Why? Why can they not leave the situation with their life? That girl did not have to die. She didn't have to die. Regardless of the fact that she had a knife in her hand, regardless of the fact that she was in mid-charge about to hurt somebody, she did not have to die. She didn't have to lose her life. Because I've seen on plenty of occasions where the police have rolled up to a scene where it is an active shooter on the scene with kids, old people, young people. It don't matter. You get to leave with your life. You leave unharmed. You might even get some fast food after it. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. This shit is getting so out of hand. And the fact that it is people on here arguing with each other on why it's okay that a 15, 16-year-old girl is dead on top of so many other fucking kids that are already dead because she had a weapon. Let me tell y'all something. I'm not a cop. I don't know too much about how they train or what they do. But I do know a few things. The first thing I know is that a cop is trained first when you come on the scene. De-escalate the situation first and foremost. You assess the situation, you see what's going on around you, and you try to figure out what the hell is going on so you can see where exactly you need to jump in. You done shot this girl in the back like a fucking dog 4 times. Four. What if she was the victim? She was the victim in this case. What if somebody had already hurt her and now you're running outside with your weapon trying to defend yourself? It makes no sense. People are justifying this why it's okay. Do you know people even went as far as to say she got what she deserved? I would have shot her too. Let me go here. Let me take it a step further because I'm telling you, it was real bad. So let me tell you, Let me read kind of how this conversation was going. So like I said, this pretty much started with a girl that made a post on Facebook about the situation. And it kind of just went from there. And it, like I said, it kind of escalated. I wasn't trying to really go back and forth with her. That's why I told her, you seem really passionate about this. Let's talk about it on my podcast. Because, I didn't want to go back and forth. So this was her status. She said, I encourage y'all to do ride-alongs. Let us put you through training scenarios. Let us teach you about the 21-foot rule. I encourage you to ask questions, but if you do, listen to the responses. Be willing to learn and understand. So she has a lot of comments on here, but let me just jump down to the one that really had me triggered. So she says so much. So she said, I just want you to show me where I went wrong. I said I would have my gun, yes, if I came to the scene and there was already a lethal weapon in place. I can only try to help and understand without you being in my shoes. I can't listen to you or hear you if there's too many things going on around me. Unfortunately, the decisions that were made ultimately can lead to death. If I had my service piece on me, I would have fired and shot her too, equally amount of times to save the other person. And then you got dummies on here, just like I said, going back and forth as to why it's okay. She got what she deserved. Y'all are cruel. Inhumane. You know who I'm talking about. And I'm talking directly to you. And I told you in the message, I said I wasn't going to put you on blast. I'll save your identity. I'm not going to let everybody know who you are. Your comment was ignorant and you know it was ignorant. You got all these people trying to back you up, really trying to make you feel like what you're saying is okay, honey. It was not. You said you would pull your weapon out and you would shoot that girl just as he did. Why? And just like I told her, these tactics and these procedures that police lead by, that they've been trained on, this shit has to stop. It has to change. Because there's nothing that's going to change unless the way that they are used to doing stuff is just no longer. Because I'm like, how are we going to prevail, or how are we even going to move forward as people if we have to keep worrying about shit like this? I can't even defend myself and be irate. I'll still get killed. Where does it end? When does it stop? And to know that it's so many people out there that feel the same way, that would do the same thing, that hurts me. As a woman, as a parent, when does it stop? When does it end? We all have kids. I have a son. He's black. He's not mixed. He's not light-skinned. He don't have little curly hair. He is a black boy. He's big and he's tall. And I worry about him in today's society because I feel like our kids, our black kids, do not have a chance at all. He'll be a threat one day to somebody because he's big. He's only 4 years old. My son wears a size 13 and a half in shoes. He's a big boy. He will be big, just like his daddy. And I'm like, that worries me. Because I feel like my son can't even be put in a position to defend himself because he'll end up dead. It's happening too many times. When does it stop? When does it stop? These are kids. They don't think like us. They not grown. They don't know. We can't kill them all. We can't kill them all. The value of human life is so low. It disgusts me. It's low. Y'all don't care. Y'all don't care about human life. Y'all don't care that that was a person before they was dead. Y'all don't care. Y'all are hurtful. People are agreeing with this. Like, it's okay. I wouldn't know what to expect as a cop coming to a scene like that. When there's so much shit going on around me, it's chaotic. It's a lot of yelling. I see fighting. And now I see somebody coming through with a weapon about to strike somebody else. I don't see a teenager. I don't see a little girl. I just see somebody. I see a person. That's all I see. I don't know how I would react in that situation. But I can tell you how I wouldn't. I'm sick and I'm tired. Every day you get on the internet, it is the same shit. It's another person. And I'm like, for all the people out there that keep saying police are trained to do this, this is their job. They train to, like I said, de-escalate a situation, protect innocent people at all costs. That's all fine and good. But why is it that these same rules and this mentality does not uphold when it comes to other people? Why are other people in more dangerous situations than this still leaving with their life? That's all I want to know. That's it. He didn't have to lose his life. Neither did she. Neither did he. All three of these people, I don't care what y'all say. I don't care the circumstances. They all lost their life at the hands of the police. Not at the hands of somebody else. So let's just get that straight. At the hands of the police. When does it stop? This whole situation, it got me to a point where I'm just like, I see no hope for us. I see no hope. I wouldn't even know what to tell y'all. I wouldn't know what to tell my son. I wouldn't know what to tell him. I got to leave that situation alone. I got to move on from that one. Like I said, it was so many ignorant comments. And oh, this was a good one. This was a real good one. And this one was directed towards me. It wasn't even directed towards her. It says, was this the one about terrorists? Let me make sure. No, this is the one. It says, Ashley Renee, so you're literally saying a terrorist should be allowed to carry on killing people until they decide they are satisfied just so they can have their day in court? You're special, aren't you? First of all, now I will call you out because I ain't got no ties to you like I did to the other girl. Andrew Litch, L-I-I-I-C-H. Let me tell you something, sir. You come on the scene as a police officer and you use whatever you feel is necessary depending on the circumstances and the scene and the scenario. Did that look like a terrorist attack to you? Did you see a semi-automatic weapon? Did you see a bunch of people in masks? That looked like a real terrorist situation, didn't it? That was a fucking street fight, Andrew. Yes, he could have shot her and wounded her so she could have had her day in court. We don't even know if the other person would have been hurt or wounded. We don't know that now, do we? All I was saying was, that whole mindset, shoot to kill and not to injure, that shit is weak. It's weak. Because too many people, I feel like, lose their life before the situation can even be thoroughly assessed. I don't even know who's the bad guy and who's not. But I know somebody is dead. Don't compare situations like this to terrorists. Because I can tell you about 3 or 4 terrorists. Now, they don't look how you described them, Andrew. They not Muslim. They not black. The terrorists in this country are white. The ones that I've seen. Shooting up churches. Shooting up elementary schools. Shooting up massage parlors. They've been white. And guess what? They all still alive to have their day in court, just like I said. For way more serious situations, but just like I said, they're alive, aren't they? These people are not. For way less serious situations, that's the only point that I've been trying to prove. Every altercation that a person of color has with the police does not have to keep ending deadly, and they are. When does it stop? So anyways, like I said, I got to move on from that situation. I'm praying for that family. I'm praying for her just in general, because that whole entire situation just, it had me up to where I was just like, Jesus Christ. Jesus, she called for help. Let me move on. I got to move on from that one. Okay. Next one. Different circumstances, same outcome. Dante Wright. Okay, so this situation was a little bit different, like I said, different scenario, but same outcome. Both kids are dead, so I mean it's not like one of them actually lucked up. But in this situation, this one was a little bit different. So Dante Wright was pulled over in a traffic stop. And from what I believe, I think he had a warrant. So there was 2 officers on scene. One of them was Officer Kim Porter. And then there was another officer, which I don't know. I didn't bother to look up his name. It was, like I said, it was a traffic stop. They were, from what I seen from the body cam footage, they were trying to, get him out of the car and just, proceed with probably arresting him or whatever it is that they were about to do. I'm not sure. I can't tell you. But if I had to take a guess, that's what they were trying to do, apprehend him so they can take him in. But it ended up deadly. Like I said, he didn't get to keep his life, so...
As I watched the video and listened to the officer's commands...
Yeah, let me just
...is my belief
this.
That the officer had the intention to deploy their taser, but instead shot Mr. Wright with a single bullet. This appears to me, from what I viewed and the officer's reaction and distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge.
So it was accidental. So if you don't know, like I said, if you watch this on YouTube, I'll pull the clip up so you can see it. But if you just listening only, Kim Porter was the officer. So when she was trying to get him out of the car, You can hear her say multiple times, I'm going to tase you, I'm going to tase you, taser, taser, taser. She said it about 6 times. She said it over and over. So she just fired one single shot, and then the gun went off, and it shot him just one time. So after that, she had said, like, oh, my God, I shot him. And, of course, he ended up losing his life as account of that. She's already in jail. So she didn't already got booked and everything like that. So it didn't really take much for her to, you know, go to jail or whatever that case was. But still, same thing. Of course, when you accidentally use the wrong weapon, of course you use your gun. Of course it was on a person of color. Of course it was. Of course. I mean, like I said, this has just been such a shitty week in general. I was happy about the verdict, and then when all this stuff happened, I'm telling you, it has just had me in such a bad mental state. So many kids, so many young people are just losing their life, and I'm just like, I don't know when it's going to stop. I don't know when it's going to end, but like I said, they didn't have to lose their life. Just like so many other people, it didn't have to end like this. It did not have to end like this. So for all you ignorant people out there about these three, because we're only talking about these three people right now. I know with so many other people that I could add to this list, that I could add to this board. But as you can see, I only have 3 slots. And this is who we're talking about right now. But I just, for like I said, you ignorant people out there that are saying these people got what they deserved, you would have did the same thing. Just like I told somebody else when we were having this discussion, try to be a little more humane. We're all human. Everybody is chemically wired. We're not perfect, especially the young ones. Go back to when you was 14, 15, 16, and 17, and please tell me you made the right choices. Please tell me you made the best decisions. Please tell me that everything you did had a positive outcome because you was doing the right thing. It's a lie, because it's not true. It's not true. We all make mistakes. You never will have an encounter with a police officer on your best day. You'll never have an encounter with the police on your best day. Police seem to have encounters with people on their worst days, right? I really wish I had the answers, but I don't. There won't be too many of us left if incidents like these three will end your life, possibly using a fake $20 bill, defending yourself in a street fight, getting apprehended in a traffic stop. Does that sound like scenarios that need to end deadly? Because to me, it don't. It shouldn't. It shouldn't have. I'm sick and I'm tired in general. Every time this happens, it's just a slap in the face, and it just don't get no better. I'm done with it and I'm tired. So, like I said, nothing good today. Pretty much all bad. It's been such a bad week. It's been horrible. Like I said, I didn't get to have the guest caller come in on today's episode. Like I said, she backed out at the last minute. But just to direct to you, because you know who you are, we had our conversation and you know where it ended. But if I could just give a small piece of advice to anybody out there that's listening, when you hear about the movement, when you hear about Black Lives Matter, when you see us protesting, when you see us crying, when you see somebody hurt, voicing their opinion, try to be a little more compassionate. You only get one life. I know we all have this fairy tale idea that there's a good or bad place that you go to when you die. We don't know what happens when you die. It could be a black, endless tunnel of nothing. We don't know that. We don't know what happens. We only get one life. And I'm just scared for the people that have already lost it, because we don't know. You don't know what happens to those people. That's why it's so important to try to flourish and do everything that you want to do in this life while you have it, because tomorrow is so not promised. I used to hate when my mama used to say that, but now I see why. It's really not. And you don't know what's going to happen to you when you die. You don't know. You can only hope for the best. That's it. To all my people out there of color, even if you're not, and let's just say you hang with people of color, please be safe. And I'll tell you, just like I tell my man and just like I try to tell my 4-year-old child, if you ever have an encounter with the police, please say a small prayer. I couldn't tell you to do nothing else, because whether you comply or not, I don't know how that's going to end for you. Say a prayer for yourself. Ask God for mercy and ask that, beg that that's not your last day. And that's all I can say. And I'm going to end it like this. I watched a movie today, Concrete Lieutenant, I think, with Mel Gibson. Ex-cop. He was on suspension. He did a raid. It's a movie, so it was fiction. But he did a raid. He was looking for drugs and money. Busted into the dude's house. Mexican dude. Had him out on the stairwell. Had his foot on his neck, crushing his neck, basically trying to get the information. Where's the money? Where's the drugs? There was a bystander that was recording from the apartment across from them that ultimately uploaded it to the news station. His captain called him in before it aired and just let him know, of course you suspended, but I just want to talk to you. And he said something that stuck with me, because I was like, damn, this is hella relevant to what's going on right now. He said, I watched the footage over and over. You used a little bit too much. When we used to be partners, you didn't act like this. What happened to you? It's okay to put your foot on the neck for justice. It's okay to go all out for the right thing. But once you start doing it, once you take that route, leading with frustration and violence first, he said, all you do is you open up a door where now you just, it'll turn you into a killing machine. He said, our position is power. He said, besides a woman, we're the closest thing to God, because we ultimately have the final say-so whether somebody can keep their life or choose death. He said, a woman ultimately is the closest thing to God, because she can do the only thing that nobody else can do, which is bear life. But underneath a woman is an officer. And that really stuck with me, because I'm like, that's too much power to give somebody. Too much. And that's where I'm gonna leave it. So thank y'all for tuning in to another episode with me. This is episode 3. I just want to talk. Please, if you are watching this on YouTube, subscribe. If you are watching this or listening to this on Spotify or Apple Music, please make sure to also subscribe. Whatever platform you're listening to, please subscribe. Come back. I'm here every Friday, every Monday. And hopefully the next topic won't be as bad as this one, and maybe it can be a little more lighthearted. But that's it. Holla. These niggas, I could get it by myself. I could get it by myself. Fuck these niggas, I could get it by myself. I'ma get it by myself, yeah.